A ruling by Administrative Law Judge Michael Cianci would reduce the allowed profit on New England transmission projects from more than 11% to 9.7%. The ruling is a result of a 2011 complaint from the Massachusetts Attorney General's Office to the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. Attorney General Martha Coakley says the ruling could save Massachusetts customers $50 million.
In this economy, and given what we've seen with some of the performance, that for the ratepayer to have that kind of guaranteed rate of return on investment was not appropriate.
Dave Tuohy is the Director of Communications for Massachusetts Municipal Wholesale Electric Company, an organization that supported the Attorney General's push for lower transmission profit rates. He says the formula used by federal regulators to set the rate is linked to outdated interest rates from 2006.
There was a misalignment between the rate of return that transmission owners are earning on their investments and the formula that is used to determine what the rate should be.
Northeast Utilities owns several thousand miles of transmission systems in western Massachusetts and services many electric providers, including Western Massachusetts Electric Company. Spokesman Frank Pyro says a lower profit rate could discourage investors.
We think it keeps our investments competitive and appealing to the financial community. And we continue to think that that rate is reasonable and encourages investment in the region's transmission infrastructure.
Tuohy says any decrease in investor funding is supplemented by federal incentives for investing in transmission projects.
When you tack on the incentives, some of these transmission owners are earning 13% on their investment.
Pyro says many of the projects Northeast Utilities seeks investment for actually save customers money by giving them the option to get energy from outside their region, like the Blackstone Valley of eastern Massachusetts and the Connecticut coastline.
Think about the transmission system as a highway system, and with these superhighways and off-ramps along the way, our customers can shop for power that's way outside of our region.
Fred Keebler is the director of U.S. Media Relations for National Grid, and he says on average transmission costs only account for 11% of a customer's bill, but emphasizes the proposed decrease in profit will hurt transmission companies.
Small numbers spread over a broad customer base can add up to a significant impact on what we could then turn around and invest back into the transmission infrastructure.
Robert Rio of the Associated Industries of Massachusetts says the region's consumers are currently paying some of the highest electricity rates in the nation.
We don't have any fuels. We have a very old infrastructure that needs updating. We have generally high costs, and also we have very, very strict environmental standards.
Democratic State Senator from Pittsfield and Chair of the Joint Committee on Telecommunications, Utilities, and Energy, Benjamin Downing, says the business model is out of whack for consumers.
What frustrates people sometimes is when they see that business model working fine for the executive offices there and not working as well in their communities, whether that's, you know, mills closing because rates are too high, whether that's extended outages.
Keebler says the current rate is just, reasonable, and where it should be.
National Grid, along with the other New England transmission owners, intend to prepare filings to the FERC explaining why the commission should ensure appropriate returns to continue to promote a robust electric grid.
Craig Kano, a member of the media relations team for FERC, says there will be a refund period that sets the return on equity rate at 10.6% for costs between October 2011 and December 2012. FERC still needs to approve the judge's ruling. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.